It was 2014 when the husband and wife team of Brendan and Bailey O'Leary made the decision to open a brewery. Brendan had been brewing at home for several years, Bailey had fallen in love with the craft beer culture, and together they had developed a detailed business plan. With the decision made, Brendan and Bailey O'Leary needed to find investors, a location, a brewing system, and someone with large-scale brewing experience. Enter Kenny Allen. After talking to many different brewers, Brendan and Bailey O'Leary knew the fit was right with Kenny Allen and offered Kenny a position as head brewer and co-founder of True Respite Brewing. When I asked Brendan about how he and Bailey came up with the name for the brewery, he explained their inspiration.
True respite, not just stepping out of the rain, but stepping into the sunshine. And so that's where we ultimately landed with this brand, because it's as much about escaping from the stuff we don't like as it is about getting into the things that we do like.
Last year, after being open for just 4 months, True Respite entered 8 of their beers into the 2018 Maryland Craft Beer Competition, winning 5 medals and being awarded second runner-up for Best in Show. True Respite releases 2 new beers for distribution every 2 weeks.
We generally stick to styles that we know are popular and sell well. So we've been doing hazy IPAs, fruited sours, fruited blondes, and then we've been putting out some Belgians too because we just personally love those.
Breaking news, True Respite has just released their first flagship beer.
It's called Week Away IPA. It's a hazy New England style IPA with El Dorado, Cashmere, and Denali hops. Cashmere brings almost like a tangerine flavor. Denali brings almost peach. And El Dorado, I had someone the other day describe it as a watermelon Jolly Rancher. I don't quite get it that sweet and artificial tasting, but it does bring a distinct fruity summery characteristic to it. And the combination of the three is a very fruit-forward hoppy ale. This is a beer for the masses. It is low bitterness. It is very fruity on the nose and on the palate. And this is a beer that we're going to have all the time.
Head brewer Kenny Allen fell in love with craft beer while living in Portland, Oregon, when microbreweries were exploding in the Northwest. When he returned to his home state of Virginia, he walked into Old Dominion Brewing on a whim and asked for a job. 15 years later, Kenny had moved from working on the bottling line to becoming brewmaster. All three co-founders of True Respite Brewing recognized the importance of teamwork in building success. Kenny Allen takes us back to the days before the brewery opened.
The three of us homebrewed an awful lot and got to know each other really well that way, came up with some styles that the three of us liked, and got to know how to interact with one another.
The right people, the right concepts, the right location, the right equipment, it all adds up to some really good beer. True Respite Brewing's beers are available in their Rockville Brewery taproom and in liquor stores in and around Baltimore. Cheers!
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the Liquor Pump. 8535 Old Harford Road in Parkville. Empty? Fill up at the pump.